Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving. Today we will be talking about gratitude and money due to the upcoming holiday tomorrow. Here on Carousel of Consciousness, we use the tools of Access Consciousness, and the wacky phrase we like to use is called the clearing statement. More information can be found at theclearingstatement.com. Hi, Lori. How are you? Are you there? So today we're talking about gratitude, and this tends to work. A bunch of stuff on gratitude showed up in my email box today. And from Catherine McIntosh, she said, gratitude is the energy that creates the inconceivable magic of possibilities. And wouldn't it be great if we could have that with money? So more on this topic. Everywhere you have allowed money to be, or the lack thereof of money, to be the greatest wrongness of you, will you destroy it and create all of that? And everything that doesn't allow that, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and talk, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And are you willing to ask for money? If you haven't, please do. And because the topic is gratitude, it's great if you could be grateful for everything that you already have.
Hi, Danielle.
Hi, Danielle. We talked about what gratitude was and if everyone would be willing to ask for money. How are you?
I'm good. Happy Thanksgiving. It was only a minor technical difficulty.
Okay.
So here we are.
No problem.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yes, I'm in the energy of this call, and I'm totally in gratitude, and I heard part of what you were saying. So let's keep it rolling. Money and gratitude. How exciting. And what a nice combo. Instead of turkey and gratitude, let's throw in some money and gratitude.
Amen. We tend to have a lot of points of view about money, what money is, and what we have to do to create it. And would you be willing to give up all the points of view you have about money and how you can receive it?
Yes.
And everything that is, destroy and uncreate it all. Right
times
and wrong, good and bad, pot and talk, all nine. Yes, times of Godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and talk, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. And would you be willing to ask yourself what you know about creating money and allow that into your universe?
Yes.
And everything that doesn't allow you to know, be, or perceive that, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and talk, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond.
That's awesome because that's actually the question I was asking myself last night. Like, really, what
awesome.
Do I know about money?
Yeah.
It's
what do
like,
you know about
again,
money? What do I know about money?
Yeah, what do the listeners know about money that we have totally shut down? And everything
yes.
that won't allow us to know, perceive, receive, and have the awareness and absolutely be in that energy of what we know about money and how to receive it with total ease.
Yeah.
We just turn and create it all. That won't allow it. Good,
right
bad,
now.
Right, wrong, pod, online, trips, boys and downs.
And something that's very prominent in the Access community is you don't have a money problem, you have a receiving problem. So everywhere you're unable to receive, and not just money, just everywhere you're unable to receive, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right
yes.
and wrong, good and bad, times a godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. And a great exercise to do would be to destroy and uncreate your relationship with money, finances, your business, investments, and fiduciary responsibilities every day. So are you willing to destroy and uncreate your relationship with money, finances, investments, and your business?
Yes.
Times a godzillion? Right and wrong, good
yes.
and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. So there was...
I would love to comment on that about the receiving, because I've heard before, money's not the problem, you are, but it's got such a harsh judgment. It was just so lathered with judgment and pain and suffering that I never even got close to being able to look at it, what's underneath it. But with the statement, money's not the problem, you are, is that you are not receiving, it's such, so much lighter and such out of judgment, like, oh, that's true, I haven't been able to receive. Like, I haven't received my family. I haven't received when people were giving me a gift. And I put my barriers up, or I put up, like, oh, well, just nonchalantly, oh, well, thank you. Instead of really being present and really being in gratitude for the action or the energy that people were willing to gift me, that because of my barriers, my points of view, how I was raised, I had a steel wall of barriers and points of in front of me that kept me from really allowing, even opening my heart, if you will, and allowing that energy of what people wanted to give me. And then if you're not really open to receiving the energy of what people are truly giving you, they're going to say, fuck you, and not give you any more. And it's like, oh. So the problem is not that you're fucked up. The problem is we've been so conditioned to have our barriers up, we can't receive any energy. So everything that would you destroy and create it, where you've misaligned and misapplied and not understood with the energetics of receiving, because no one does, and we weren't taught that.
What is
it's not a wrongness.
Like,
Yeah. Okay, go, Danielle, go.
So that receiving, in this brings me up to a rather loaded topic. We're back onto the topic of sex, because in Access Consciousness, sex isn't what it is in this reality to most people. Sex is the energy of receiving and being our true self, in a way, like being that energy with your barriers down so that you can receive from everyone. And from the foundation level one, or just the foundation manual, the definition of sex is when you're looking good, feeling good, walking tall, and strutting your stuff. It's when people flow energy at you about how much they're admiring your body, which I guess it's not really a definition I wanted to use, but it's what I found, which is different than copulation, which is where you put the body parts together and the fun stuff. So on sex and receiving money, when you have your barriers down and you're in that space, more can come at you, and you're just able to be in flow with the universe and receive. So what is receiving? What is receiving? Receiving is just I can't find the words. Receiving is being vulnerable. The space of just allowing, it's allowance. An allowance is being the rock in the stream, where the water just flows by and you stay the rock. You don't go with the stream. You don't fight the stream. You're just kind of there. You're just being. And a very powerful exercise I found, I've been, the beginning of the year, I believe, which I'm going to walk everyone through today. I call it the money come exercise. So I would like everyone to perceive pleasure in your genitals and notice what points of view you might have that come up when I say that, because some people might be like, ew, gross, why would I do this with money? And just allow yourself to perceive pleasure and in your genitals and let it expand, and then say, money come, money come, money come. And notice what happens to the pleasure once you say that. If the pleasure shuts down,
that means the money is not going to be on its way. And if the energy expands, that means money is going to be coming to you. Do you have anything to say? Like, what were your points of view when I said that, Lori, or anything that came up for you?
What I would say, this time it expanded, but I was playing with this earlier, and I did something that's not important what I did, but I had been really expanded, and then I did something that was just a little out of the, that a lot of people have a ton of points of view around, and then I did the money exercise, and it totally was shut down again. So I think this is something to play with, because I had a point of view that I had done something wrong, or I tapped in to all the points of view of how wrong it was, and then that shut down my money flows. And I was like, wow, that is some revealing awareness that we get so hooked in and without even realizing it, and then we contract ourselves, and then the money that was coming towards us has to stop. Like, oh, damn. She just stopped it.
So what points of view do you have about sex and money that are receiving – what points of view do you have about sex receiving and money that are holding you back from all the money that could be coming to you?
Yeah, there's a piece about it's like a little child that I'm wrong or bad, and that if I do something that's bad, then I don't get to have money. I have to be punished.
So everywhere you have to, the first process I run, will you destroy and uncreate at all times a godzillion?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And everywhere that you think you have to be good to have money, will you destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And after doing this exercise, what comes up for me is money in exchange for sex. Like, that, like, I have all of these points of view that being a prostitute is bad and receiving for sex is bad, and that, you know, just what a judgeable offense it is to be a prostitute in this reality, which brings me to a process. What energy, space, and consciousness can my body and I be to be the evil virgin, user, whore I truly be, and everything that is, times a godzillion, we destroy and uncreate it all. Whew.
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds.
Have that one written down? Can you do that one again?
Okay. Yes. What energy, space, and consciousness can your body and you be to be the evil virgin, user, whore you truly be for all eternity? And everything that doesn't allow that, destroy and uncreate it all. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. I was actually assigned to run this process a billion times. So why would you want to be the energy, space, and consciousness of a evil virgin, user, whore, you may be asking yourself. And when you run up, like, when you have as much resistance around being something, like being a prostitute, you take yourself out of choice. Like, just because you're running that process doesn't mean you're going to run out and, you know, get on the nearest street corner and start selling yourself for dime bags or something. It's just, it opens the space for you to be able to choose that as opposed to being in resistance to it and just being an allowance of it. So that's why you would run a process like that. So one more time, what energy, space, and consciousness can my body and I be to be the evil virgin, user, whore I truly be? And everything that doesn't allow that, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond.
Yes, it's like the old statement, what you resist persists. So if there's an energy, and especially in this reality, there's such, so, like, you're so bad, and so it's so judgeable to be a whore. And there's so much energy. So this is what we're doing, is unlocking the energies of judgment that has contracted your receiving and receiving money and having all that energy that we have locked into, especially through religion and dogma and stories and movies and everything else. We have shut down our pleasure, and the energy that we could receive from that field of energy of pleasure. I don't want to say potency. It's a potency, but it's this whole arena where, because of the judgments, we've contracted it, and we contracted it in our body, and you see women with all the cancers, vaginal, or, you know, all our instances of cancer that could be contributed to us absolutely refusing to receive the energy that we could. If our bodies were just like flowing energy to each other instead of our barriers up, what a change it could be in our health. And we have not been allowed that in a very long time. Because for God's sake, we couldn't be walking around orgasmic and like giving each other, men and women.
You'd be such a judgeable offense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everywhere you're unwilling to be a judgeable offense in this reality, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes. Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And all the places you have blinded yourself from seeing the possibilities of money, will you destroy and uncreate all of those?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and times I got the rain. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
And everywhere you've blinded yourself to what money is, and all the points of view of what if money is just an energy? What if it's part of us and we've made it so
separate?
And
money really is just an energy. What have you created money as that stops it from coming to you? And everything that is, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Mm-hmm. Times a gazillion.
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. My money has actually been, is like my bugaboo of the year. Like I have been through so many money courses this year. It's freaking ridiculous. Should be a millionaire by now with all the money work I've done. But everything, all of the projections, expectations, conclusions, decisions, judgments and computations I have about what money should be and what I should have created by doing the work I've done, will I destroy and create all of that? And
yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And what
can you acknowledge the places? Can you acknowledge the places you are a millionaire?
Yes, yes. I see where I be the energy of that quite often. And what would it take for me to draw that into my universe? And what would it take for everyone else on the call who has any desire to be a millionaire to draw that into their universe, or those listening in the future? Let's do an energy poll on, so get the energy of your millionaire future self in front of you and expand out to the size of the room you're in, size of the city you're in, size of the country you're in, size of the planet, expand to the size of the solar system, the Milky Way, and now the galaxy, or the universe, excuse me. And pull energy into your millionaire self through your heart chakra until your heart chakra expands. Pull energy from all over the universe into that until you feel your heart chakra expand. And then send little trickles of all that can help you achieve that and help you get there. All the things, people, places, and allow yourself to receive from them. And then pull back the energy, pull back from all of those little tendrils you just sent out until your heart chakra re-expands. And there we go. That was a wonderful energy expansive energy pull exercise.
you said it. Yay.
I'm here. Okay, what do you know about gratitude and money that you don't want to know that if you allowed yourself to know it would change everything? And everything that is, will you destroy and uncreate it all times a gazillion?
Uh-huh.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. So, and that's really a lot of, if there's something that you really have a lot of blockages around, you really want to ask what it is that you do know that you are blocking yourself, that is keeping you away from whatever it is you're trying to create, or I don't like the word try, that you are creating. So what do I know about this that I'm refusing to know, that if I were to allow myself to know it,
would change everything.
And all
right. Right, wrong, good and bad. Yes. And everything that is, times a godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pop and toss, all nine shorts, blue and beyond.
I do love that question. What do we know? Because we're always, like, getting rid of things. Okay, well, that's, you know, oh, that limitation, that. But it's like an addition, adding, well, what do I know? And it could be like the universe is going, would you please ask, what do you know? Would you please start asking for more? I had this flash and a perception of, it's just a flash of earlier this year, and the awareness was, I'm not asking for enough. It's like, I'm so vital, and I'm only asking for like a symbol, like a little itty-bitty bit of what is available, and it's like the universe is going, would you please ask for more? And that's so opposite of what we're being told. Oh, well, you just, you know, that's, thank you, groveling. What if gratitude is totally, what if gratitude isn't groveling? And that we've misaligned.
And everywhere you could have misappropriated it as groveling, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and talk, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And you continue with what you were saying.
Yeah, what if gratitude is far more magnificent and expansive, and it's like, it's this energy of, even gratitude could be misaligned. Yeah, gratitude is expansive, and gratitude just, I get it, sense it just goes through and through the universe. It's not a little drop, it's magnificent. It's just the most expansive energy in the universe. That's why we keep being told to be in gratitude. Because it opens the space of possibility.
Well, if you're in gratitude, judgment and gratitude are completely opposite energies, and you cannot be in judgment of anything that you are grateful for. And judgment is a separation and rejection of it. So everywhere you have judged and separated yourself from money, will you destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and talk, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And everywhere you have not allowed yourself to be grateful for everything that you have already created, will you destroy and uncreate all of that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and talk, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
That I've separated myself from gratitude. The judgment separates me from gratitude.
Mm-hmm. And everything that is destroyed and created all times a gazillion, mm-hmm. right and wrong, good and bad, pot and talk, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. I wanted to touch on a subject from Access Consciousness's The Money Workbook. Are you willing to take up the challenge to be who you truly are? And I think we like to hide from what it is we truly are. We're taught that who we are is a wrongness. To be in that full space of receiving is a wrongness. And what would it take for us to be in that space of receiving and be who we truly are? And everything that doesn't allow that, will you destroy and uncreate it all, times a godzillion?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and talk, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And what would it take for you to be willing to take up the challenge of who you truly are? And everything that doesn't allow that, will you destroy and uncreate it all, times a godzillion?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and talk, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And what energy, space, and consciousness can your body and you be to fully actualize as who you truly be? Will you destroy and uncreate everything that doesn't allow that? Times a godzillion? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and talk, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And ask, what would the challenge of who I truly be? What would it take for me to take up that challenge and find out who I truly be and just fucking be it? Like, balls to the wall, fucking be it. And live your life the way you truly know you can, with all the infinite possibilities there are in the world. And this was another topic I really wanted to hit on, was money is this, like, it can get you anything you want, but don't forget to just ask for what you want. Don't, if you want to go to Bali or the Caribbean,
ask her vacation to the Caribbean to show up. Maybe you'll win a contest or something. If you are trying to get into a class, see what would be possible for maybe a scholarship to show up. Or, you know, don't just make money the answer. Money isn't the answer to everything. Money is just this energy that can help us create, but we don't want to negate our own power in creating either, because there are infinite possibilities for how the things you wish to show up can show up. And
yes, you know, our minds, that brings
everywhere that you shut yourself off from the infinite possibilities of the world, will you destroy and uncreate it all times a godzillion?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pop and talk, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And everywhere you have negated the infinite possibilities because you lack money, will you destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds.
And would you acknowledge that, that in this reality, everyone is into, well, you don't have money, so you can't create that. Well, so you have to, I think that's a challenge, is you got to stick to your guns, you got to stick to your own knowing. You have to expand into it well, and not, if you align or disagree or start fighting it, then you're locking it into your body. And that's what I've noticed. My own mind will start, the mind is only knows itself, and it's very limited. It only has a few, and it's like a looping machine. Because I see that myself. I go, oh, well, I want this, and then the mind starts to try to figure it out, and that in itself shuts down the possibilities, and it's a contraction. You'll, if you play
yeah,
this long enough,
else.
You go, wow. Yeah, possibilities and beyond the mind, are, that gratitude expands into a space that allows the magic and the miracles to show. But then the sweet minds, whose job has been to try to figure it out, gets into the work and starts doing its monk, its the spinning the wheel, and that shuts it right down. So it's a little, it's a practice, it's a muscle. Don't beat yourself up if you get in your mind Twitter. Call a friend, say, I'm in my mind shit. What else is possible here? Or, you know, and it's okay. It's contractions happen. Don't, I mean, it happens. It's it's a chance to grow beyond or to expand beyond it and clear something. It's not another opportunity to beat the shit out of yourself. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
In the money workbook, it says, get rid of your mind. It's a useless piece of debris. But we have 90 seconds left, so I wanted to tell everyone that next week we will be talking about fame, because I think sometimes to step into who you truly are, it might include being famous. Lori and I are working on building a new website for the Carousel of Consciousness, which should be live by the next episode. I'll have that posted. Lori can be found at living-in-magic.com.
Yep.
And she's in the Denver area.
And Danielle is in the Traverse City area of Michigan, very close to Canada, for all our Canadian listeners. And we are available to do private sessions physically or also on the phone. We're very potent on the phone.
Yes, and we can
and
be
thank
found
you for joining
at,
us.
Yes, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving. You can also find us at www.facebook.com/carousel of consciousness. Have a wonderful Turkey Day, everyone.
You too. All
Bye.
Right, talk to you. Bye. See you next week.